I'm a soldier for Christ.
I'm a soldier for Christ.
I'm a soldier.
No, they'll never take us under, because we're bringing truth like thunder. Raining on your speakers like a ton of bricks. Hold the cross high, cause we're Catholics. Fight the good fight with the truth. Stand tall with the truth. I'm a warrior for Christ. I'm in love with the truth. Love God, save souls, slay error.
Go stronger.
Global warming alert. Jesus Christ is coming back one day. Are you ready? Think about this. Every one of us, when we die, we're going to experience climate change.
Amen.
You're either going to experience the climate change of the light of heaven or the fires of hell. It's up to you. I'm reporting for duty. My name's Jesse Romero. My partner, Terry Barber.
Terry Barber, I am reporting for duty. And Jesse, this could be one of the most important shows we've ever done because we're going to be covering some great material. For example, we're going to have a Texas doctor who has a 100% track record of curing COVID-19 patients. Don't tell your liberal Democratic governors because they don't want to hear this. It doesn't support the narrative that they have. People will have to go back to work. People won't have to wear masks after this. This must not get out. I'm joking, folks. I'm serious about the cure, but I'm serious because I live in California, Jesse. Nobody wants to get to work because they're saying we're going to get COVID-19 and die. But Jesse, this is in big news, and I want everybody to hear it, and I want you to tell the world. Also, we've got a papal biographer guy who's, we know, been a good friend, loyal Catholic. He has an article about not appeasing China, telling the Vatican, be careful. And I think that's a very important thing. Also, a fact check. Jesse and I always talk about fact checks. Do hospitals get paid more to treat COVID-19? Yes, we've said that, but wait till you hear how much more. Also, Jess, I love this at the end. It's a solution to all our problems. Three good holy priests are calling for 40 days of prayer and fasting to what? To drive out demonic forces out of America. All that today. But, Jesse, you know well that we start with the good news of Jesus Christ, the gospel from today's Mass. Could you give it to us, please?
Speak, Lord, your servants are listening.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 12, verses 38 to 42. Some of the scribes, by the way, they were the lawyers, and Pharisees, they were the religious and political leaders, said to Jesus, "Teacher, we wish to see a sign from you." He said to them in reply, "An evil and unfaithful generation seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah the prophet." I want to stop there real quick. That also talks to a lot of us as Catholics who are, "Oh, did you hear this mystic this week? Oh, did you hear that locutionist last week? Oh, Our Lady's appearing over here in, Kenya. Oh, Saint Michael is appearing over here in Brazil." Can we just go back to basics?
Amen.
All these things may be diabolical. That's what St. John of the Cross and St. Teresa of Avila says. All these apparitions and private revelations, they could be diabolical. That's why the church is very, very cautious, because demons are so much more intelligent than we are, and they can manipulate matter and images.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, again, let's just center our lives on Jesus and the Eucharist and true devotion to Mary. I continue. Our Lord says, just as Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and three nights, so the Son of Man will be in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will arise with this generation and condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and there is something greater than Jonah here. At the judgment, the queen of the south will arise with this generation and condemn it, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and there is something greater than Solomon here. Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Our Lord here, what he's doing, he's talking about Jonah the prophet, and just like Jonah spent 3 days inside the belly of a whale, Jesus Christ, he's foreshadowing his 3 days in the belly of the earth.
Exactly.
And his resurrection on the third day. And so basically our Lord is saying that he prefigures as a son of God and as a prophet to the Gentiles, he's prefiguring Jonah. Jonah preached also to Gentiles, to Nineveh, a city in Syria. And so Jesus is doing the same thing. He's preaching to Gentiles just like Jonah. And he's commissioning his apostles, obviously, for the spread of the gospel all over the world to all the Gentiles. And our Lord is also alluding here that he's greater than Solomon. Now, Solomon was called the wisest man in the world. Solomon built the first temple. Solomon was a man of wealth. And so here, our Lord Jesus Christ, he's saying that he's greater than Solomon. He's wiser than Solomon, A, because he's the son of God. He's building a greater kingdom than Solomon, which is not just in Israel and the Middle East, it's in the Catholic Church throughout the world, which started in heaven. And Jesus also has more powerful dominion than Solomon. He reigned in the Middle East. Jesus reigns the entire universe. And so Christ, as the true son of David, because Solomon was the son of David, Christ is the true son of David, and Jesus is the embodiment of wisdom. He's the divine ruler of the 12 tribes of Israel, the 12 apostles, the nations of the world. And so every single person in the Old Testament prefigures a little bit about Jesus Christ.
Well said, Jesse. I'd like to bring the smartest guy into the room, Fulton Sheen. Full Sheen ahead. Bishop Sheen is a man for our time. That's why we every day we give this quote. Think of what he said about purity. You know how right now the sexual revolution of the 1960s? Check this out. This is how we've been inundated with immoral living and immoral thoughts. Here's how Bishop Sheen gives you the solution. He says it's in the will. He says purity does not begin in the body, but in the will. From there, it flows outwards, cleansing thoughts, imagination, and finally, the body. Bodily purity is a repercussion or echo of the will. This is the cash value here. Life is impure only when the will is impure. Jesse, this is so Thomistic of approach. Remember what St. Thomas said, if you want to be a saint, will it? So much of all what we do is in the will.
Wow.
It's power. It makes you think, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's why, you know, even when the church teaches about marriage,
yes,
they'll say that marriage, it's not based on feelings and emotions.
Nope.
Feelings and emotions, they come and go.
Yep.
Marriage is based on an act of the will. And so this is so important for us as Catholics to get this right, Terry.
Jesse, I want to do a plug for your book right now because pro-abortionist Justice Ginsburg was hospitalized again. Now, she's home and doing well, and I wish her the best, but she's in her late 80s, Jesse. That means most likely whoever's going to be sitting in the White House in November after the elections will probably be picking the next one or two more Supreme Court justices, and that's why I want people to get your book, Jesse, right now. Talk about
it. Yep, it's called The Catholic Vote for Trump.
He didn't know I was going to do this, folks. Can you tell? But that I want people to read it.
And I'm going to tell you, Terry, I'm going to tell you what makes it simpler. I know people say, all these facts and stuff.
Yeah.
I made it real simple. I wrote the book, me and John Morehouse, a partner of mine. Mm-hmm. We give you the meat of the book, and it's a thin book. It's not thick. But here's what I did.
Yeah.
And here's the genius of the book. That's why a lot of people really like it.
Yeah.
At the end of the book, I recapped everything in one sentence. So at the end of the book, I've got, and this is easy if you're on Twitter, if you're one of those social media people, mm-hmm. and you're saying, man, I want quick facts just to tweet out there, just to one soundbite email. What I did, I put Appendix 1, mm-hmm. and it says, all President Trump's pro-life accomplishments. And I got bullet, 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 bullet. And it's all based on the book. The data is in the book. Then I go to Appendix 2. Two appendixes at the end.
Yep.
Appendix 2. And what I did there is I put all his accomplishments as president.
Mm-hmm.
Lowest economy in 60 years. More Mexicans, Hispanics working than ever before. More blacks, lowest unemployment. I have, I think, like 73 bullets. And this is easy for you to, hey, I want to post something today on the internet. I want to tweet something to my family members who are lefties. And you just send them one sentence sound bites. And they're like, man, this guy's, I didn't know this. I didn't know this. I didn't know. So I took the book And then at the end, Appendix 1, Appendix 2, I basically gave you one sentence that you can tweet out, that you can paste on social media like every day and get people to say, I didn't know that.
Exactly.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. Terry.
Jesse, I want to also talk about the saint of the day, Saint Apollinarius, bishop and martyr. According to tradition, he was consecrated a bishop by who? The first pope, Saint Peter, and then sent as a missionary to Ravenna during the reign of Emperor Claudius. Renowned for his healing in the name of Jesus, way back 2,000 years ago, he was exiled and then put into a nice... No, he was tortured. He was imprisoned. He was martyred. Jesse, for the first 300 years, all of our popes were martyred. You know what? All of them. Hey, when we come back from the break, wait till you hear about a doctor. I'm serious when I say this. He's got a 100% track record on curing people with the coronavirus. When this gets out, if it will get out, please, it's going to put people back to work. We won't be wearing masks. That's a control. We won't be asking where you're at. We're going to try and control you. And this is going to be a big blessing for the United States of America. And I'll tell you why. Because it's going to put people back to work. They can feed their families. And we can get back into our churches and bring people back with the Holy Eucharist and have Eucharistic adoration, rosaries, all this coming back. We have a cure. What? Yes, I said it. 100% track record. Right here on Virgin Most Powerful, we're going to play a clip that will blow you away. And please tell everybody. I was joking about those liberal Democrats. Tell them. Let's see what they say. Oh, we'll come up with another virus then, because we don't want Trump in the office next year. Well, hooey on that. We're going to continue to spread the faith with one day at a time. We'll be right back with that special interview. You're listening to the Terry and Jesse Show. Help the Helpless, a Minnesota St. Paul nonprofit organization chaired by Father of Tyr and volunteers, is humbly asking you for your kind support to help the poor and the handicapped children in India and Ecuador. Through financial support from the Help of the Helpless benefactors, the children are provided with clothing, food, education, shelter, and the teachings of the Catholic Church. The mission is to help children thrive and become self-sufficient young adults leading productive lives. We also provide aid to poor families in Ecuador with food baskets, medicines, medical assistance, and help with funeral needs for the deceased. The work in India is done by Father Antonio's organization, St. Mary's. In Ecuador, the work is being done by the Servant Sisters of the Home of Mother. You can call us at 877-762-8857. To learn more, please visit our website, www.helpthehelpless.org. God bless you. This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. I'm so excited, Jesse, to be able to tell people there's a doctor who's been practicing medicine. And Jess, I didn't even tell you this. You remember when I got really sick before the last year and I could hardly breathe. Oh, yeah. And I went to the doctor, and they gave me steroids. Guess what they gave me, Jesse, to cure me?
What was it?
The medicine that this doctor is going to talk about. That's what cured me. I had steroids being given to me to clean my lungs out because I could hardly breathe. And all my life, I've never had a sickness like this. I have no idea.
You may have had coronavirus.
I might have had it, but it cured me. And here today, I find out about this doctor in Texas. So, Mr. Engineer, play this clip.
Texas for 28 years. When Governor Perry started a new task force called the Health Disparities Task Force, he asked me to be on that task force. And the purpose was to give him advice so that all Texans can have access to quality health care. And that was a 2-year appointment. After 2 years, he asked me, would you stay on one more year? And so that happened year after year for a total of 7 years. And a lot of good things happened. But I also have been the medical expert for CBS affiliate in West Texas for over 20 years. And I do a regular weekly update on COVID on the Talk 50, 550 AM talk radio in West Texas. And we've been doing that since the beginning of this drama.
Wow, okay.
And so I'm also an author and do medical missions in other countries. And so I've seen a lot of disaster all over the world. But I want to say, echo everything that you said in your first 5 minutes. I agree 100%. We already have an answer for this. And to put things in perspective, let's look around the world. In the country of Taiwan, there's over 25 million people. They're stacked on top of each other. If they did social distancing, they'd be out in the ocean floating around.
Yeah.
There's not enough room for them to do social distancing. But guess how many people have died to date during the whole pandemic in Taiwan? 7. As many people as you can stack in a minivan going down Central Expressway. And so the next time your viewers see a minivan, think, oh, that's how many people have died in a country of 24 million people.
Now I'm going to tell you.
Yes, and I'm going to tell you why that's the situation. It's the situation also in Japan, 121 million people in Japan. They've had less than 1,000 people die during the whole pandemic. Singapore, only 12 people have died in the whole country during the whole pandemic. Iceland, well, that's not possible according to what we're being told in the mainstream media, but that's reality. Anyone can look it up. You can even look at the Johns Hopkins COVID website and you'll see those numbers. They're hidden in there, but I'm pointing them out. Because the people in Texas need to hear good news. In Dallas, they need to hear good news. And I have good news.
I'm sure you do. I'm blown away by those numbers. I gave up trying to write them down. But you're going to tell us somehow eventually where we get to this point that in these other countries,
they're doing what I'm doing, Debbie.
Okay.
They're doing what I'm doing, which is not hydroxychloroquine, although that works. And so what they're doing is an inhaled steroid. And so my silver bullet is inhaled budesonide. The brand name originally was Pulmicort. Now it's generic. It's super cheap. It's about $200 for the total treatment if you pay cash. With insurance, many of my patients are not even having to pay for it. And you use a nebulizer machine. It's an asthma medicine. It's a respiratory anti-inflammatory for COVID, which is a respiratory inflammatory disease. And it works. 100% of my patients are alive. I've been treating this since March, and you use it for 5 minutes. So it takes 5 minutes to do a breathing treatment. You plug it in the machine in the wall. You put the medicine that's pre-mixed, pre-measured from the pharmacy into the little reservoir. You push the on button, and you breathe it during 5 minutes during the commercial.
You just have a mask in your face and breathe.
You don't even have to have a mask. You can use a little mouthpiece that you hold in front of you, and you breathe it for 5 minutes, And I have, let me tell you what I've heard from patients when I started using this. They tell me, I feel better during the first treatment. And so their chest pain goes away. Their shortness of breath goes away. Their fever breaks. I'll give you an example. I have a patient who has two kinds of cancer. She calls me after 5 days of being flat on her back in her house, in the bed, can't get out of bed, fever won't break for 5 days. She says, I heard you on the radio. And would you please help me? It's on a Friday. She says, my granddaughter tested positive today, and I think I have it. And I said, I'm sure you do with all the symptoms you're describing. She is currently fighting two forms of lymphoma. Mm. She's on chemotherapy right now. She just had radiation a month before for the lymphoma. She should die, according to what you hear from the CDC and World Health Organization. But I gave her that treatment that night. In the morning, her fever had broke. She had her first good night's sleep. Over the weekend, she recovers. On Monday, she works an eight-hour day. She still is fighting cancer, two forms of cancer, but she's cured of COVID. She's symptom-free. She has her two consecutive negative tests. That's a cure.
Okay, can you say the name of the drug again?
Budesonide.
Budesonide. And so is it done in an inhaler?
It's an inhaler. And so it does actually come as an inhaler, but I'm using it in a nebulizer machine. You know, you see preschool kids use this. It's safe that it's so safe. It's been out for over 20 years. It's been used on 2-pound premature babies safely without batting an eye. And the fragile elderly in nursing homes for over 20 years, there's no reservations with it. It doesn't cause any cardiac risk, like the accusation of hydroxychloroquine is a risk of heart trouble, although that's ridiculous to make that accusation. This one doesn't even have that risk. And so I give that and an antibiotic to protect from secondary bacterial pneumonia. But let's talk about what COVID is. It's a respiratory virus that goes into the lungs, binds to ACE receptors in the lungs, and that triggers the release of inflammatory chemicals, and we call it a cytokine storm. That's a fancy word for inflammatory chemicals and enzymes that are released in the total body. And so with COVID, we have a killer that's never been around before. It is killing some people if they're not treated. And so for 50% of the people, they get it and they don't even know they had it. 50% of the people don't even know. But for the 20% that are at risk, there are treatments. We already have an answer. Let me tell you, you're right. Taiwan, 24 million people, they don't need to wait for a vaccine. They don't have a problem that you should vaccinate 24 million people for. They only had 7 die during the whole pandemic.
That's right.
We have some treatment plans and options that are already valid and working.
Yeah.
Terry, I think there's a lot of people that are making a lot of money off of COVID-19.
Exactly.
That don't want this medication that costs $200 to be known by the average blue collar American, because this would put a stop to the mask. We'd be going back to school, work, church, and everything. This would open up the economy, and I'm sure there's very evil forces that don't want this doctor's information to come out.
And Jesse, that's why when I heard it, I called you and said, Jess, we got to play this. And people, I want you to hear the whole half hour on the internet. It's on YouTube. At least it's on right now. Jesse, this is the kind of stuff that gets taken down because it doesn't support the narrative.
Because the liberals that run social media don't want the truth to come out.
And that's just the truth, everybody. If you don't believe me, look at the facts. And just think about this. We've talked about masks and the scare tactics that are going on with this COVID-19. We can't have a solution right now. And I'll tell you, I've said it before, and I'll just repeat it one more time. We can't have a solution because liberal people, the progressives in our country, do not want Trump to get reelected because of what he's done to this country. He's reversed things on moral issues. He's got the economy at its best in 60 years. And then 5 months ago, 5 months and 1 week ago, we shut the country down because of COVID-19. People are going to come back and look at this, Jesse, when we're gone, and they're going to evaluate the facts and say, man, those people were duped. They were scared, and they got everybody scared to say, no, we got to wear a mask. Oh, no, we can't do this. We can't put people out to work. You're going to
This is going to go down as one of the greatest hoaxes in American history. Historians will write about this laughing at the way they were able to shut down and completely petrify people over something that there was a medication for, and over something, Terry, that kills very, very few people.
Yeah, and you know, Jess, this is, again, it's a political thing. We follow the money. Who's making money on this? When we pointed it out before, I smell a rat. Well, now we finally have the solution to 100% of the patients surviving. So when people tell you, COVID-19 is going to kill, look how many people, you know what they do? You know what they say, Jesse? Someone who dies with COVID, notice I used the word, they died with COVID, not from COVID-19. And so let's say George, who died for that horrible policeman who suffocated him, he had COVID-19. Well, he's now a COVID death. You see, I don't believe also, Jesse, the number of deaths that are being attributed to COVID-19. We know that the CDC had to revise 33% of their deaths because they weren't correct. So when they try to scare us about, 600 people dying every day from COVID-19, I think that they're bogus. I think it's fake news, okay? And I said it.
Yep. Terry, well, citizen journalists, thanks be to God, they're popping up everywhere to show that the U.S. media is intentionally creating fake news and creating panic amongst people. And just personally, Terry, just again, follow the money. When you see who's behind this,
yeah.
When you see some of the big money people behind this, like George Soros and Bill Gates,
yeah.
And when you see how much money they stand to make out of all of this, on top of what they already have, again, just call me a naysayer.
Yeah,
I just don't trust Bill Gates or George Soros. They're secular humanist atheists, and these guys are in bed with the other globalists. They're also in bed with the Chinese communists. We know this came from communist China.
Yeah.
President Trump is saying it now specifically.
Oh, yeah.
He's saying it.
Jesse, I just want to jump in and say this. We know COVID-19, when untreated, people die. For example, when they got all these rest home people, they brought rest home people to elderly centers, and many of these people died. When they weren't treated, they died. You got to have the right treatment. You know what, Jesse? I can get an infection, okay, from a cut. And if I don't take care of that, it can infect my whole body. This is the same thing. We're not saying that COVID-19 isn't a serious problem. It is. But we do have a solution. That's the point. And if we're not going to use the solution, then I really wonder what their motives are, Jesse, because people don't need to die from this. That's the message I'm giving.
Yeah, Terry. And also there's another doctor named Dr. Judy Mikovits.
Oh, yeah.
She's also a former AIDS scientist, and she's also a brilliant researcher.
Yeah.
We used to work with Dr. Fauci.
Right.
And she was exposing medical corruption, a while back ago. And the fact is, she said Fauci is tied in with Bill Gates.
Yep.
She was exposing a lot of the bureaucracy that's come into medicine through Washington, D.C. And a lot of her interviews have been taken down from YouTube as well.
Yep.
And they ended up prosecuting her, sending her to jail by saying,
yep.
"Oh yeah, you took."
She paid a price.
Yeah, you took medical papers to your house that were supposed to stay here in the office. So again, the fact is, Terry, I think President Trump, he's the victim of malpractice
of
by
course.
Medical advisors.
Yep.
And I know that Bill and Melinda Gates, they've announced recently. I'm not making this up. They've announced that they're part of this global family planning summit.
Yep.
And they've given $375 million to control the population over the next 4 years.
Wow. Wow, wow. Jesse.
I don't know about you, but that's...
Jesse, I want everybody to take that soundbite that we just did and send it to their friends, because this is an eye-opener. That's why I say this show could be the most important show we've done in a long time. We come back, we'll have more to inspire you to fall deeper in love with Jesus Christ and His bride, the church. The Terry and Jesse Show on Virgin Most Powerful.
Hi, this is Jesse Romero from the Terry and Jesse Show, also from Jesus 911. Let's face it, we all need to use the internet, but we need screen accountability. Why? Pornography is a huge problem, especially on the internet. And every time we tap into the internet, we get bombarded with images and temptations that degrade our humanity. So we need Covenant Eye to block these pornographic sites and advertisements from infiltrating our lives. Covenant Eyes helps us take custody of our eyes and custody of our intellect. So I recommend you go to CovenantEyes.com and type in the promo code DMPR to support the network. Protect yourself and your family from the imminent threats on the internet. It's www.CovenantEyes.com. Code VMPR. Live porn free. Thank you for listening to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Thank you. God bless you. Keep the faith.
Healthcare news today seems to be coming from everywhere and everyone. It's confusing at least and untrustworthy at the worst. Dr. Aceta is a faithful Catholic in the Kern County community. He is trustworthy, well-researched, and will only give expert opinion on matters in his own specialty. Catholic teaching at its entirety is of utmost importance to Dr. Aceta. Give Dr. Aceta a call for your obstetrics and gynecological needs at 661-695-6617.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Our blessed Lord says fear is useless. What is needed
Absolutely.
Is trust.
Jesse, let me jump one comment before we get into this issue on the papal stuff. I just want to let people know, they're texting me, where am I going to get this interview? Well, we got it on the Terry and Jesse. We will get it on Terry and Jesse, and Jesse will have it. And also, I just was told who runs my Facebook page that it's on, the whole clip is on my Facebook page, Terry Barber. I don't do much on Facebook, but others do it for me. But if you want to hear the incomplete interview, and Jess, one last thought. This is not a vaccine that this doctor has a solution on. We don't need a vaccine now. We don't need to use aborted babies. We wouldn't do it anyway. But, you know, these people who wanted to have vaccines mandatory, that's a bunch of baloney. We have the solution, but who's going to deny this? Well, we've got to get this out to as many people as possible. I'll turn it back to you, Jess.
Okay, we've got Dr. Paul Anger. He's a papal
Good man.
Biographer. He's a convert to the Catholic faith, and he just says that we don't need to appease China. He's an expert on communism. And he's warning us against this accommodation policy that the Vatican has taken.
Terrible.
He's a papal biographer, and he's urging the Holy Father, Pope Francis, to stop appeasing China's communist regime after Pope Francis pulled the plug on publicly supporting Hong Kong. Paul Anger has told the Holy Father, do not pursue a policy of accommodation that compromises your Catholic principles and that will make you ashamed. Dr. Paul Anger, he's a political scientist, and he told the Holy Father that the pontiff expunged his pro-Hong Kong remarks, that he would expunge him during his July 5th Angelus address. So in a few tense days following China's imposition of these strict, draconian new national security laws on Hong Kong,
right.
Commentators noted that Pope Francis, who is first to speak, as usual, he's very loquacious on everyone and everything, but he hasn't said one word about this. And so the Vaticanista, Sandro Magister, he's wrote in the Italian newspaper, L'Espresso, he says, silence on everything could irritate the Beijing authorities is certainly one of the many prices that the Holy See has agreed to pay to keep from breaking up the fragile accord on the appointment of bishops that it sealed on September 22nd, 2018 with China. And Dr. Kanger, he said, told the Holy Father, seek the truth.
Yep.
Above all, he quoted John Paul II, be not afraid. And Dr. Kanger explained how in the early 1970s, the accommodation policy of Pope Paul VI and Cardinal Agostino Casaroli ultimately became a policy of appeasement, which is precisely what Cardinal Joseph Zen is warning about with China and Hong Kong right now. Because from the outset, Dr. Kangor says, this situation with Pope Francis, the Vatican, and China, and now with Hong Kong, has painfully reminded me of Pope Paul VI and Cardinal Agostoni and their Vatican strategy of Ostpolitik toward the Soviet Union in the 1970s, He's lamented the internationally recognized authority on the Cold War and on communism. And let's not forget that St. John Paul II, he sought not to preserve the status quo, but to roll it back and to defeat communism. And Dr. Kanger says, when I read the allegations that the Holy Father right now might be muting or withdrawing criticisms of communist China or is afraid to speak candidly about human rights abuses in places like Hong Kong, it reminds me precisely of the agonizing episodes that we went through with Pope Paul VI and Archbishop Cardinal Agostino and their Vatican
because the Vatican back then accommodated the Kremlin and various Eastern European communist dictators. So Dr. Kanger says, to be sure, Paul VI and Cardinal Agostino felt that this accommodationist approach was best for peace, and they pursued the approach for entirely benevolent reasons. But nonetheless, that approach did absolutely nothing to dissuade the communists from continuing their iron grip on countless millions of repressed people and underground Christians behind the Iron Curtain. Terry?
Jesse, unfortunately, this has happened not just now. It's happened even back in the 60s when the Second Vatican Council was called. We made an agreement with the communists, which was a bad idea. And the idea was this: if you allow some of the prelates to come from communist countries, we won't condemn communism at the Second Vatican Council, because that was going to be condemned, atheistic communism. And so what did we say? Oh, well, let's just accommodate them and let them, we can bring our guys into the council, at least some of them, and we won't say a word about atheistic communism. This isn't the only time this has happened in history. And here again, Jesse, this is a man, Mr. Conger, he's a very loyal Catholic. He's giving the advice to the Holy Father out of his love for the salvation of souls, because what's happening, not just in Hong Kong, but in China, the church is being repressed. The church's freedoms are being taken away. And the underground church, which is very powerful, Jesse, and the communists really are threatened by the underground church. They want, you're going to be a Christian, we've got to register with us, you got to do it our way, or you can't do it. But the underground church says, no, we are going to be faithful to Christ. We're not going to change the scriptures. We're going to let kids come to church that are 18 or under. They're controlling that in atheistic communist China that keeps people from going to church. So we can't deal with the terrorists like negotiating or being quiet. We have to be bold. Now, again, Jesse, we'll probably have some martyrs from that. But you know what happens from martyrs? The seed of converts come from that. And so I think that this appeasement really is a bad thing, and it's been shown in 2 years. Right now, the Vatican is getting ready to sign that deal again to renew with the Vatican and China over how they're dealing with the bishops in China. And many of us feel like, please, don't re-sign that, because look what the 2 years have shown. Nothing good for the church, only good for atheistic communism. That's my take on it, Jess.
Terry, and here's something even deeper on this China-Vatican, you know, accommodation policy. Where does this really come from? Oh. This breaks my heart, but
it has to.
We know that the homo predator, Theodore McCarrick, disgraced cardinal, you know, he became a public scandal back in 2018.
That's right.
Through various reports of good investigative reporting in the Catholic, by Catholic, independent Catholic news agencies, they uncovered, Terry, that there's a connection between McCarrick and the Soviet communists that dates back to his childhood, when he was a young adult.
Yep.
He didn't have a father. He went out to Europe, and apparently he was influenced by communist propaganda. Came back to the States. He quickly rose up the ranks of the church, and he became a player in world politics. And he started very early on, Terry, advancing the cause of worldwide Marxism. I'll tell you why.
Yep.
Because McCarrick actually traveled for the U.S. Department routinely. He was good friends with Joe Biden.
Oh, no.
And along the way, Terry, McCarrick, he developed a network of like globalist interests with very influential people. And Biden, it's even believed that, McCarrick had offshore accounts, people believe, investigative reporters, that were funded by the Kremlin to the tune of enormous sums of money. Money that McCarrick used for bribes in the Vatican and across the world to other prelates. And so McCarrick's the one who worked out this Vatican-China accord. This was a mission that was given to him personally by Pope Francis.
Yep.
Pope Francis basically brought him out from the dugout because he was shackled by Pope Benedict. Pope Benedict had imposed restrictions on him after a couple of weeks after becoming pope, because he read about his report and saw, no, this guy, he's not going to represent the church. Well, guess what? Well, we know this because Archbishop Vigano told us all this, that it was Pope Francis that brought him out, Terry, out of suspension.
Yeah.
And he became, once again, involved in geopolitics and parlaying deals between the Vatican and China.
Yeah.
And we also know, even from Steve Bannon, who's also a good Catholic, Terry.
Yes, he is.
He's also been very instrumental and tracking the way McCarrick was instrumental in these secret payments of billions of dollars from the Chinese communist to Francis's Vatican right now, Pope Francis. And this is coming from Steve Bannon. So if this is all true, the communist ties and the friendliness with Beijing, that this goes a long way, Terry. It goes all the way. And this this is probably why Theodore McCarrick's report is still sitting on the Holy Father's desk. Because, again, he's an important player in this geopolitics between the communists. And so nobody wants to come down on him. And again, this worldwide pandemic that we know that was released by Chinese communists, you know, they covered it up and they lied about it. And the fact is, these Marxists, Terry, and a lot of their complicit American politicians on the left, they're hell-bent on destroying America first and President Trump. And there's this tangled web of communism, Terry. It pains me because the Vatican's involved in this. McCarrick's the one that parlayed all these deals. And we know that communist China, Terry, is an enormous threat to the United States. This communist nation, they're bent on what? World domination. And it seems like they're being assisted by the Vatican, at least in silence, Terry. And that's disgraceful. Right. Yeah, even there's an FBI director, Christopher Wray, in a speech that he gave to the Huston Institute last week. He said that China poses a massive threat to the United States. Terry, here's the bottom line. There's treachery. Joe Biden and McCarrick are good friends, and both of them are good friends with Chinese communists. And this is a relationship that goes back decades. And even Biden's son, Hunter Biden, has profited over $1 billion.
Right.
And guess what, Terry? Not one bishop is even concerned. Nobody's raised a single question about this connection.
And this is why Bishop Strickland, who's going to be on our show, he has a special show every Tuesday after the Terry and Jesse show, met with Pope Francis in January of this year, pleading with Pope Francis to please, please get that report out. But I'm convinced, Jesse, that if that report ever came out, it's going to indict a lot of high officials in the church, because there's a lot of people connected with McCarrick that I want to see exposed for a good reason, because I want to clean out the pus that's in the church right now. Yeah. And that's what I think.
That report, it would be just like the testimony of Epstein for all the sexual predators in Washington and Hollywood.
That's right. Hey, when we come back, we're not only going to talk about the three priests calling for 40 days of prayer, fasting, to drive demonic forces out of America. We're going to talk some more action items that are going to help you fall deeper in love with Jesus Christ and His church. You're listening to the Terry and Jesse Show. We are too blessed to be stressed.
Sirach 11:24 says, "Do not say, 'I am self-sufficient. What harm can come to me now?'" According to St. Catherine of Siena, presumption is like vermin burrowing at the root of the tree of our soul. If we do not uproot it with great care and humility, it will eventually destroy the soul. May God keep us from all presumption of mind and heart, and realize that we depend on Him for everything.
Tummy.
How does the baby eat?
Can the baby hear me?
How did the baby get in there?
Wow, a pregnancy can sure generate a lot of questions, but what's important is that a baby is a baby, inside and out of the womb, not just after birth, but 9 months before. at conception.
That's right. Every baby is a miracle. Hello, my name is Marianne Kuharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org or better yet, simply dial #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword pro-life. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
We're two nobodies that want to tell anybody that there's somebody named Jesus that can save everybody. This is a Terry and Jesse Show.
Amen.
Last thing about Communist China.
Yes.
Attorney General Barr, he's warned us that the global ambitions of China could be the biggest issue for the United States of America and the world in the 21st century because they're ambitious. These Chinese Communist Party, they think in terms of decades and centuries.
Right.
Well, we as Americans, we tend to focus on the next quarterly earning report that you're going to get from your stocks and bonds. So let's move on. Terry, one more thing I want to mention.
Sure, Jess.
I know Archbishop Bigano's
been important.
He's been on all over the Catholic news.
Yes, he has.
And there's a good article where he basically gives his position because a lot of people are saying Archbishop Vigano wants to get rid of Vatican II. I think he made a statement last week like that. But remember, a lot of people, Terry, make statements, you know, it's called embellishing or it's called hyperbole.
Sure.
And then when you sit down and say, okay, what did you really mean by that? You know, like when you say stuff like, man, I want to wipe out everybody from Antifa and Black Lives Matter. You say, okay, I just spoke hyperbole. Okay.
Right.
That's an embellished statement. Now say, Jess, hold on, take a breath. What do you mean by that? And I say, okay, let me think. What I mean, I'd like to see all these bad guys in jail. I'd like to see a lot of them converted to Jesus Christ and have a conversion to the Catholic faith. I'd like them to see them follow gospel principles. So that's what happened with Vigano. LifeSite News had a long interview with him. They asked him, so tell us about Vatican II. We're going to let you explain it instead of people taking one or two sentences out of context. So there's an article. It's called, I Do Not Think Vatican II Was Invalid. So he says there, it was valid. It's a valid council, but he says, but it was gravely manipulated. So that's his position. You can read the article. He goes into detail where he basically talks about stuff that all of us have known for years.
Of course.
Is that there was some bad people in the council that were called modernists that already had an agenda going into these sessions. So let's move on now, Terry.
Jesse, before we get to the priest, I have one more comment that came up on my screen that I have to share. And I think you probably saw this, Jess. A Kentucky couple who wouldn't sign self-quarantine orders put under house arrest. Are you kidding me? Yeah, Kentucky couple said they were placed under house arrest, fitted with an ankle bracelet after they refused to sign a self-quarantine order over a positive coronavirus test. Elizabeth, this is actually happening now. And this is, I only bring this up, Jesse, because earlier we talked with that doctor.
To all of us. Dear.
Yes. And you see, it doesn't need to be done. We have medicine to take care of COVID-19 patients, and we have to get that word out because they won't be able to control things like this. If we can get rid of the COVID-19 through medicine, then we're not going to be having all these masks and all these things we got to do and shut down economies. This has to get out, folks. And what's actually more important than that getting out, Jess, is the call that three priests call for 40 days of prayer and fasting to drive demonic forces out of America. Jesse, if we don't believe that the devil is alive and well in our country, think about this. What, 60-some million babies have been aborted in our country since Roe versus Wade? Abortion comes right from the pit of hell.
And now, again, this pandemic
yes.
is a direct consequence
yes.
of our personal sins and national sins. Sin has consequences. And when you read the Bible, one of the consequences of sins are plagues and pestilence.
Yep.
In fact, it's in, one of the things that we recommend is to pray Psalm 91 every
91.
Day. Psalm 91, there's the theology of plagues and pestilences as a punishment, as chastisement from God. It's right in there. And so as Catholics, I really thank God for Father Bill Peckman, Father James Altman, and Father Richard Heilman.
They're great men.
Great Catholic priests. They've announced their call for 40 days of prayer and fasting to cast out, they call the demonic influence from our nation. They are spot on.
And
the
Jesse,
demonic influence from yep. our nation. Go ahead.
And this started July 7th and ends August 15th. So let's all jump in. You know, I had a friend of mine, and it was just a friend. He said, "Hey, Terry, come on, let's go have a beer and relax a little bit." And I said, "You know what? I'm just doing it myself, just personally. No alcohol, none, zero. I mean, wine's good for the stomach. St. Paul said it is, right, Jess? Right in the Bible. But it's a little sacrifice that I can make. Can you make a little sacrifice right now for our country? Maybe an extra visit to the Blessed Sacrament? Maybe a holy hour?
In fact, Terry, that's a good challenge for all our listeners. What's I'll that? Be honest with you. I drink like a beer a weekend.
Yeah.
I probably drink like one beer a
yeah.
week. That's me. Maybe like, yeah. I have about 2 to 4 beers a month.
Yeah.
I don't even drink a beer. Like I don't have a beer this weekend or last weekend. So, but I probably have a beer with my dinner. Maybe
it's refreshing.
Day. Yeah. Okay. Usually I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do personally, because I like a cold beer on Saturday.
Oh,
with my dinner
me too.
Once a week. But what I'm going to do until this pandemic is over, I'm going to pledge right here in front of everybody. I'm not having no beer.
Me too,
no
Jess.
Cold beer. I'm going to offer it to God because I like one cold beer
yep.
on Saturday nights
yep.
with my dinner. I'm not going to have that until this pandemic is over. I'm going to offer it up.
Well said.
That's just a little.
Little thing. But
it's just a little thing.
God will bless that because, and this is the point, we call our 5 stones of David, King David. Hey, little sacrifices. Remember what Our Lady said? At Fatima, souls are going to hell because no one's willing to make sacrifices to pray for them. Well, Jess, let's hit our five. Unless you got more, let's get to these 5 stones and get people.
Well, let's just see what this priest said. We're going to whittle the 5 stones. We got some time.
Oh, we do have time. I didn't check. Yeah. Yep, you're right. We have time.
Yeah. So these three priests are calling for 40 days of prayer and fasting.
Sure.
And Doug Berry is also part of this thing.
Yes, he is.
They're saying through acts of reparation, fasting, penance, charity, and prayer,
mm-hmm.
both personal and sacramental, we call upon the power of God to release ourselves, our families, our parishes, our dioceses, and our nation from all demonic influence and oppression. These guys are believers.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, the group calls the effort, Let Freedom Ring, 40 Days to Freedom.
From ring.
40 Days to Freedom from the Devil. Okay, so these guys are old school.
I love it.
Yeah, they're not saying like, 40 days from freedom from, you know, some type of liberal thing, you know, from the devil. They're saying it.
Call it what it is.
So it begins July 7th, ends August 15th. These three priests will provide a reflection each of the 40 days, as well as a specific litany and prayers of minor exorcisms. They also suggest acts of reparation while considering the person's state in life. Those acts of reparation include the daily rosary,
yep.
regular exercise, fasting from sweets. And you can click there. There's a full description of other things that they'll ask you to do. So Father Peckman's also invited his parishioners to participate.
That's right.
And he said, just think what our parishioners could be and become if we marshaled our forces and took the 40 days between July 7th and August 15th to pray for deliverance and the fullness of God's blessings. He said, this is a national movement of which I'm part of in order to more than complain about the state we find ourselves in, but to use the grace of God to make a real and lasting change. So the question the priests are asking all of us, what do you think? Do you plan to participate?
Sign me up.
And sign me up. I like where they're going.
I love it, Jesse. And you know what, Jess? This is exactly the kind of leadership our spiritual fathers need to give us. And I would ask our bishops right now. I know tomorrow when I interview Bishop Joseph Strickland. And you know what he's going to be talking to me about, Jesse? We're going to be talking about how just last month he said his first extraordinary form of the Mass, the Trinitine Mass, we call it, and why he started doing that. It's a very interesting interview, but that'll be a week from tomorrow because I do them 1 week in advance. But, Jess, I think we're in a position now. Today's show, just summarizing, if people just tuned in, listen to this second segment. We interviewed this doctor. We played a clip where he came up with a solution 100% of the time to cure people with COVID-19. And you know what? Some people don't want to hear that. Too bad. A solution. You know, have you ever met somebody who's sick and they don't want to be healed? I have, Jesse. Yeah. And I feel like that's what's going on in our country. They don't want to get over this. They have alternative motives for COVID-19. And you know what it is? Political, Jess. That's my take.
That's right. And the Bible does tell us that God will punish us with diseases.
That's right.
Here it is, Psalm 106, 13 and 15.
Mm-hmm.
But they, the Israelites, soon forgot all that God had done. They had no patience for God's plan. In the desert, the Israelites gave in to their cravings, tempted God in the wasteland. Verse 15. So God gave them what they asked and sent them a wasting disease against them. There it is. You complain, you turn against God, God will send or permit, direct or permissive will, a wasting disease.
Mm.
Other translations say a plague. Other translations say a pestilence.
Yep.
It's in the Bible. That's why these priests are talking like that.
That's right.
Because they know that this, there's the hand of God is behind this, and God is calling us to repentance. And what is God doing? Like he did the Israelites. You withhold his blessing, the diabolical goes, they have more power because God's saying, I'm not going to protect my people because of this lack of repentance. And so what happens? The diabolical goes into a full court press, as they say in basketball. Terry, last thing I want to say is there's a website. It's called complicitclergy.com.
Mm-hmm.
Complicitclergy.com. If you know a Catholic church, it tracks all the Catholic churches that have been attacked in the U.S., and so there's a form there. If you know of an attack on a Catholic church, fill it out and send it to complicitclergy.com, complicitclergy.com, because they're tracking where this is happening. Most of the attacks are on the East Coast and in California. And this way they're trying to marshal men to be like Minutemen.
So I love it.
Complicitclergy.com.
Excellent. And Jess, now we'll get to the five stones of David. And this is a solution to our this is our antidote to the problems in the world today, Jess.
This will be our antidote until we drop dead one at a time. Terry, myself, or me first.
Sure.
We're not going to stop saying this. The solutions are the five stones of David, taken from 1 Samuel chapter 17 as an example for us, as by way of analogy. My first stone, or our first stone as Catholics, let's pray the rosary every day from our heart. The rosary was given to us to defeat heresy and to prepare us for the second coming of Christ. Second stone, go to Mass as often as possible. Don't miss Sunday Mass and try to plug yourself into Eucharistic adoration in your parish at least once a week for an hour. Third stone, read the Bible every day. It's very simple. Read the daily Mass readings. And as Scott Hahn says, read the Bible with the heart of the church. Number four, fasting or penance. Fridays is a day of penance. You can go old school and say, I'm going to do Wednesdays and Fridays. You can add more days during the week. And finally, if you're in a state of grace, remain that way by going to monthly confession and by confessing your sins every night with the act of contrition to the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're not in a state of grace, even in a state of mortal sin, get to confession as soon as possible. Terry?
Well said, Jesse. Up next, Dr. Ed Mazza on the Bar of History. You're listening to the Terry and Jesse Show. You want to get to the podcast? Like us on Facebook. Like us on YouTube. That's how we're spreading the message of Christ through the media. And I hope you're enjoying it, because we sure enjoy sharing the gospel with you. May God richly bless you. Full sheen ahead at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. God love you.
St. Faustina's Prayer for Priests. O my Jesus, I beg thee on behalf of the whole church, grant it love and the light of thy spirit, and give power to the words of priests, so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to Thee, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. Thou thyself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great high priest, may the power of thy mercy accompany them everywhere and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of thy mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests. For thou canst do all things. Amen. Virgin most powerful, pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful Radio, sharing the gospel with clarity and charity.